On Saturday night, I received a call from my aunt, that Box Abubakar's mom, that she's been apprehended at the Guinea International Airport en route to Dakar, Senegal. The reasons for his arrest, we don't know. But we gathered from bystanders that a cross-section of law enforcement officers from Sierra Leone and personnel purporting to be Guinean law enforcement officers, they took him off from the airport to an unknown destination, an unknown location. We're worried. Then we started making calls to the Guinean authority. At that time, some of the authorities deny having knowledge of the arrest. And also, we hired the service of an advocate to request for a warrant, if there is any, because we're not aware of extradition treaty between Sierra Leone. I would not say there. We have bilateral relationship through Mano River Union, ECOWAS. But if there is any, that's why we want to see if the arrest is as a result of extradition warrant. We want to see the specificity of those warrant. And also we ask the advocates to ask if it's through an Interpol route. We want to see the Interpol red letter so we will know exactly the evidence they have. We have faith in the Guinea judicial system. They have interfered, and they, whatever routes they want to use, be it extradition, be it through Interpol, is subject to a due process in Guinea.
So, Mr. Abubakar, was he living in Guinea or was he living in Sierra Leone? In other words, which airport was he arrested?
He was arrested in Guinea airport. He lives in Guinea with his fiancée. He's been there for over 4 years and counting, but he's back and forth Guinea and Sierra Leone. We believe it's not devoid of political witch hunts because he's the regional organizing secretary of our political party, and his region borders with Guinea. So traveling back and forth Guinea is just a two-hour journey. But recently, due to intimidation and harassment, he relocated to Guinea, Conakry, where he abodes with his fiancée. The crime they allege that he had knowledge of, he's been in Freetown and the coup. Listen, we're not averse to our family member facing justice in Sierra Leone. What we are contending here is we want a due process be accorded to him and any other person as well, because we believe that there's been a tripartite agreement between our party and the ruling party. Part of the agreement guarantees that those who have fled Sierra Leone because of intimidation be returned in the interest of magnanimity and political unity.